Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so Creed 2 is coming out soon. And if you saw Creed 1, or Creed, Michael B. Jordan plays the son of Apollo Creed. He ends up fighting. Rocky trains him. It was a really good movie.
It was.
Very well done. Stallone, I believe, got an Oscar nomination for that, didn't he?
Yeah, for Best Supporting Actor.
Best Supporting Actor. Didn't win, but he was really good. And so now they're coming out with Creed 2, and it does involve Drago. It's Drago's kid, right?
Yeah. Oddly enough, Drago also had a kid.
This might get a little cheesy. Is Brigitte Nielsen in it? Because I know Dolph Lundgren's in it. I know he's been on the promotion trail.
Yes. Arguably the second best son of somebody Rocky Balboa fought. Creed would be the first.
But Creed, of course, died at the hands of Ivan Drago in Rocky IV.
You talk about a revenge tour.
My father.
Yes.
So anyway, we've all talked about what our favorite sports movie is, what the greatest sports movie is. But I have publicly bitched Stoney about a lot of things, as people like to point out. But I think there are too many boxing movies. But it does raise the question: is boxing the best sport to make a movie about? And if it's not boxing, what is it?
I think it's no doubt it's boxing.
It's 100% boxing.
Yes. I mean, Raging Bull, which I think is the best sports move ever. But Raging Bull, Rocky, Cinderella Man, Million Dollar Baby, even if we go, I mentioned this earlier in the show, we're talking about James Woods, Diggstown, The Greatest, and of course, some people's favorite, The Champ with Ricky Schroeder.
Oh, The Champ with Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's why, okay? I didn't just list up. It's because it's a one-man sport.
Yeah.
Or in the case of Million Dollar Baby, a one-woman sport.
Correct.
And what you have, when you have team sports, there's just too many variables, so it's hard to make a team sport movie. Like take Bull Durham, okay? Which I know you and I disagree about.
Right.
I'm kind of on an island. I'm not a huge Bull Durham guy, but whatever. You got Nuke LaLoosh, you got Bull Durham, you got the manager, and you got the wacky pitching coach played by Robert Wool.
Right.
And then that's pretty much it. Everybody
else. You got Susan Sarandon.
Oh, yeah. But I'm talking about on the team itself. Like, it's hard to make a movie about an 11-man or 22-man football team or about a 9-man baseball
team.
Remember
the Titans.
Right. And you have a couple of, but then you have all these kind of ancillary characters. The movie's only about an hour and a half long.
Right. I know, like Slapshot, they have a few of the guys, but you don't have, you know, the Hanson brothers and some of the other guys in there. But other than that, yeah, that's a good point. But you know what's weird, unless I'm missing one? There are, like, Major League is a great baseball movie, but it's a comedy. Bull Durham's a comedy. Has there been a boxing comedy movie?
A boxing comedy?
No.
Well, wasn't Diggstown kind of a comedy?
Not really. I don't think so.
Oh, wasn't?
I don't think so.
A boxing comedy?
No.
No, because it is so... boxing, for being as brutal a sport as it is totally romanticized.
Yes.
Right? And you can make the Rocky story, the million-to-one shot, the underdog story, so on and so forth. And you can deal with the guy and his private life and his personal life and everything that goes into it. The training montages are always very inspirational. Everything else, it's like, you're not going to have a great baseball training scene, right?
No. probably not.
That memorable scene in The Natural where he takes batting practice, right? Oh, there actually is one where he takes batting practice, but that's where he first kind of announces himself to the team.
Yeah. And then you get basketball. Okay, Hoosiers is also one of the greatest sports movies of all time, if not one of the greatest movies of all time. But other than that, I mean, we have, you know,
Blue Chips, Fast Break, Space Jam.
Glory Road?
I never saw Glory Road. Was it good? About the UTEP basketball team or Texas Southwest or whatever?
One-on-one?
One-on-one with Robbie Benson. Yeah, it's a great movie.
Stick up your butt with a red-hot poker.
See, I don't know. I think it's
boxing.
It's boxing and baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball because baseball is the most romanticized sport of all time. If people and that's what annoys non-baseball fans. It's like, oh, baseball this, baseball that. People go on. So they can make a movie like Field of Dreams, which is essentially a
most overrated sports movie ever.
Which is essentially a guy tearjerker. It's a movie that was made to make guys cry, right?
Guys cry if you have bad relationships with your father.
Or if you have complicated relationships with your father.
Whatever.
But even if you have good relationships, because what does it end with? It ends with two guys playing catch. One guy who happens to throw like a girl, but two guys who play catch, you know, so that's a big part of it.
Right.
Football is the most popular sport in America, but it's not romanticized.
No.
You know?
Absolutely not.
All right. Some ticket text, 97136. I've always said a good sports movie would be about a golden retriever that's good at every sport. Done it. Sorry, guy. Come on. Air Bud. No. Yes. That's a very good point. I'll end this topic once and for all. Baseball. Best sport for movies. Let's move on.
Baseball's right up there, but I think boxing is better.
Well, if you look at the whole body of work, just in sheer number, the greatest, I mean, some people think that the Raging Bull is the greatest movie ever made. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's one of the best.
Right.
No one has any detractors. There's no Raging Bull detractors. There's no Rocky detractors.
Tony doesn't like Rocky. But
Tony doesn't count. Tony's opinions are so bizarre.
But there are people that think Raging Bull's too violent. I mean, outside of the ring.
Whatever.
And the boxing scenes are a little... But look, I love it. So I'm just telling about, you know...
What's the greatest baseball movie ever made? I like The Natural, personally. But there's a lot of people who don't like The Natural. They think it's too hokey. The ending is too preposterous, so on and so forth.
I'm partial to Major League.
Major League, I think, is a fantastic movie, okay? But there's more good boxing movies than there are good baseball movies. There just are, I think.
I'm losing my mind. What was the baseball movie where De Niro plays the catcher? Oh, God.
Fear Strikes Out?
No. Bang the Drum Slowly.
Oh, Bang the Drum Slowly?
Yeah, that was a really good baseball movie, too. I mean...
8 Men Out was a really good baseball movie. I actually am very partial to For Love of the Game with Kevin Costner, but a lot of people don't like that movie. It's a bit hokey.
God, why am I drawing Moneyball? Why am I drawing blanks on names of movies? The women's movie.
Oh, League of Their Own?
League of Their Own, yeah.
It's a fantastic movie.
It's a great movie.
All the best sports movies are either baseball or football. I've been waiting for a badminton movie to come out that's from Matt.
Shuttlecock!
I haven't really liked... The only football movie I really liked was the original Longest Yard. I didn't even really like Any Given Sunday that much, except for the one Pacino speech.
Yeah, Longest Yard was great.
Yeah.
I never saw Rudy. I never saw Invincible.
You never saw Rudy?
No. It's kind of my anti-Notre Dame. And I didn't see Invincible because there was too many liberties I was told about the movie, so I didn't want to see it.
You should see Rudy.
I know.
You should see Rudy.
I know.
Rudy's a good movie. Let's go to Brian on a cell phone. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, it's Karate, man. With, you know, between Bruce Lee and Karate Kid and what's his name, Shownuff from Last Dragon.
I never saw any Bruce Lee movies. Am I a bad human for that?
No, you can probably watch 15 minutes of one of them, and it's the same thing with all of them. But.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I have seen Karate Kid, I'd say at least 15 times.
But did you see Shownuff?
No, I didn't see Shownuff. Who's in that? Is that Jason?
No, that's the character. I think the name of the movie is The Last Dragon, but it's kind of like a playoff of...
Yeah.
A corny playoff of Bruce Lee.
Yeah. No, I don't know if you... Are you a big Karate Kid fan, Brian, or not?
When I was 12.
Jamie still watched it.
All right, never mind. No, I didn't watch the...
Have you shown it to your son?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. It hasn't been on that list. I showed him Hoosiers. I haven't shown him The Natural yet, because that whole scene where, you know, she kills herself and whatever. Spoiler alert. No, there was a whole YouTube. Was it a YouTube thing, Greg? Did you ever see this where they basically took a deeper dive on the Karate Kid? Not the reboot where they brought in the characters back, but where they took a closer look at the movie and realized that the entire movie was about Daniel LaRusso actually being the bad guy. Did you see that, Greg? Yeah. Where the other guy, Johnny, was actually, all he was doing was minding his own business. He had this girlfriend. And everything was fine. And then this kid moves to town and just starts basically getting in all of his crap, right? And that's essentially what it was. It was very well done.
Sounds funny to me.
Didn't describe it very well. Ticket text 97136. Baseball's the best sport for movies. They range from classics like The Sandlot to serious movies like For Love of the Game, Field of Dreams, to comedy gold like Major League. Does every genre very well?
That's a very good point because there haven't been very many boxy comedies, although somebody points out The Great White Hype.
Mm.
I remember that vaguely.
Okay. Play It to the Bone was a funny boxing movie.
Never saw it.
Never saw that. Never heard of it. And also The Hammer with Adam Carolla. Never saw it. Never heard of it. That's from Doc and Macomb.
Adam Carolla's funny. Might be worth seeing.
97 won the tickets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.